Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 58, and this update is for week 6 of 2023. It is the start of February. This week, I learned a fun fact about something security-related that Automattic is leading the way on. In this week's Knowledge Share, I will explain a proposed security standard that Automattic has already implemented on more websites than anyone else. I will leave it up to you if you want to add this proposed standard yourself to your website, but I will also show you how easy it is to get set up. In this week's Vulnerability Roundup, I will cover one plugin with a high-risk security bug that has been patched by its developer, as well as share details about some lesser-known plugins that are possibly abandoned that have unpatched security bugs in them to this day. Recently, I've been hanging out a lot on the Mastodon social network, and I've found it kind of nostalgic. There are a lot of people out there sharing some really interesting posts, ideas, and blogs. It reminds me of the old halcyon days of social media. One of these blog posts I encountered was all about a proposal to a security.tech standard. A security researcher out of Denmark wrote up a blog to encourage more websites to adopt the use of security.txt files. Their post, A Free Way to Improve Security.txt, shares some great insight from the security researcher's point of view. One neat thing they did was they actually scanned 10 million websites looking for a security.txt file. They found that very few websites have a discoverable security.txt file, and this is expected as the proposal is not yet a standard and still fairly new. But some big-name companies have security.txt files on their websites, including Google, Facebook, GitHub, Slack, multiple governments, but a company we all know is leading the way. Automattic. Automattic is listed as a security point of contact for the majority of the security.txt files the researcher found. It appears Automattic installed security.txt files on the most number of websites, which means they are the organization with the largest adoption of this proposed standard. This may or may not be a reason enough for you to set up a security.txt file yourself, but let me show you how easy it can be. But let's start with answering what is a security.txt file. The primary purpose of a security.txt file is to identify security-related point of contacts for the website. You place this file in a well-known location, such as /security.txt or /.well-known security.txt in your website, so researchers who identify concerns on your website know who to reach out to report a security issue. This is a huge time saver for security researchers and bug bounty hunters. This is also a good and bad thing to save them time, but I'll explain how to avoid the bad aspects in a second. The contents of security.txt are simple. In a minimalist style, it can be just one field. Contact, a colon, space, and then either a URL to your vulnerability disclosure policy explaining how to talk with you, or an email address, such as yoursecurity@yourdomain.com. There are many more fields you can add to a security.txt file, as well as a handy-dandy security.txt file generator tool available for you for free on securitytxt.org. You should check it out if you want to get this file set up on your websites. Security.txt files work really well in conjunction with a public vulnerability disclosure policy. You can avoid much of the bad aspects of bug bounty beggars by using a VDP. When you communicate to researchers and bug bounty hunters what they can expect in regards to bounties, including making it clear that you offer no bounties, you can simply save everybody a lot of time. But it doesn't stop there. You can also inform the security reporters what sort of security issues you do want to hear about, as well as list out the ones that you do not want to hear about. You also don't need to think that you're looking bad if you're offering no security bug bounties either. You can still set up a VDP, because some security researchers really do just want to help out. They're not looking for a bounty. They're just trying to help you out because they saw a problem. While the security.txt file is specific to vulnerabilities found in websites, You may be thinking that something similar should exist with plugins and themes. Something should exist to help communication between developers and security researchers in these plugins and theme directories. And you'd be right. Luckily, there's already something that PatchStack has made. PatchStack launched a service just for this purpose, a way for plugin developers to clearly communicate with security researchers, and we call it the PatchStack MVDP. You should look into it. Bonus, it is free for all free and open source WordPress plugins, and we'll write the vulnerability disclosure policies for you. All you need to do is link to our page. Now onto this week's vulnerability roundup, starting with JS support ticket, which was affected by an unauthenticated arbitrary file upload bug. Users of the JS support ticket plugin should update to the newest release as soon as they can. The developers have been hard at work addressing security bugs in this plugin and improving their code base. Seeing these developers providing security updates is a great sign of a thriving and healthy project, just like JS support ticket is. The same cannot be said for the next two plugins. Marketing Performance. This generically named Marketing Performance plugin has a cross-site scripting bug in it, and it was last updated 4 years ago. This bug was recently publicly disclosed, most likely because the developers aren't responding to emails. And next up is the 1003 Mortgage Application plugin, which is affected by a bug that could allow any logged-in user, including subscriber accounts, to download arbitrary files off the web server. The last release for this plugin was just 2 months ago, so hopefully the developers are still active and will provide a patch soon. Now onto this week's thanks and appreciation. This week a thank you goes out to the developers of JS Support Ticket, also known as JS Help Desk. Thank you for patching those security bugs and really improving your project's code quality in the last few weeks. I see what you're doing. A further thank you is extended out to Ed Overflow and Yakov Shavronovich. These two are the creators of the proposal for the security.txt standard. They also maintain a website, securitytxt.org, for everybody's use to adopt the standard. Thank you guys for all the work you've done. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.